Because I know this just hurt 15 minutes ago when I was running.
In one distracted motion, he brought the end of the ribbon to his mouth and tugged with his teeth. The knots and the loose glue caught in his throat. Within seconds, the satin ribbon lost its shape in his trachea, blocking airflow. Tyler's face turned pale and his lips went blue as he struggled to breathe. His grandmother, seated in the front row, rushed to his side and attempted abdominal thrusts, but the obstruction did not budge. By 11:04 a.m., his pulse faded. Paramedics arrived 7 minutes later, but his airway was fully occluded. Tyler was pronounced dead at the scene. The official cause listed as asphyxia due to foreign body airway obstruction. Investigators noted that ceremonial props often escape the scrutiny applied to toys, despite similar dangers. In the aftermath, the venue reviewed all ceremonial materials for child safety and pediatric first aid kit training became standard policy. The warning came too late for Tyler, his death exposing a sign.